Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero people. We are inching closer towards local hero restaurant days. And one of the amazing things about living in the Pioneer Valley is that there are no shortage of restaurants that on a daily basis serve a bevy of locally produced products. One of the finest restaurants in the Pioneer Valley, in my opinion, is Bistro Le Gras in Northampton. Chef Daniel Martinez from Bistro Le Gras. Last time I had you on the air, we had the tastiest bits of rabbit that I literally, every time I see a rabbit now, I fantasize about eating its entrails. Because you guys do so many creative things. First of all, let me just make a caveat here. French people do things, culinarily wise, that Americans don't always jive with. But that's because Americans are wrong. Rabbit entrails are wicked good. And Daniel, you do an American version of French as well as it gets, I would say.
You know, we love to do the fun stuff, but we also love to use ingredients in the way that the French do and the Europeans do. We really love to get the local food, just go to the market, see what's growing, and basically that designs our menu. So, you know, we feel that that's really the French way, and that's what we try and encompass.
I see you every Tuesday at the Tuesday market, either shopping for Bistro Le Gras right from the market, which is you can easily walk with your bag right to the restaurant, or actually at the market this week when you had, you know, lobster rolls and delicious stuff like that that you're preparing at the market. And this makes me feel like I live in Europe.
Yeah, no, that's a lot of fun for us. I mean, whether I get the break in my day to go down there and get some inspiration and get some shopping done, or whether we're down there, you know, selling the lobster rolls, it's a lot of fun, and I wouldn't have it any other way. That's what it's about for us. It's definitely, I mean, we get all our inspiration from there. We go down and you know, see what's growing and see what's available and talk to the farmers, see what's coming in next week, and it designs our menu. We don't have to do much work.
Now, you have prepared a plate here, Chef Daniel from Bistro Le Gras in Northampton, who part of CISA Restaurant Days, Tuesday and Wednesday, August 23rd and 24th.
Essentially, this was kind of inspired. I walked up the house this morning, and there was a little nest up in my gutter, which is great and horrible at the same time because it's been so rainy and there's water pouring out. But we took some Mockingbird Farm chicken and some of their eggs, and we made a little breakfast sausage of the chicken, and then we soft-cooked an egg, and we put it over a nest of leeks from Town Farm, cherry tomatoes from Crabapple, and the Wild Edibles mushroom guy. You know, we had some really beautiful mushrooms there. So
all at the Tuesday market in Northampton?
All at the Tuesday market.
When you said you had a nest in your gutter,
yeah,
I thought for sure you were going to say you took the eggs from the nest in your gutter and that this is what we were going to eat.
Next time.
Let's try it.
Yes.
Let's make the people listening extremely jealous.
As restaurant days approach, so does the hunger and the appetite increase.
The sausage, which is made of chicken, looks like a mini hockey puck with the egg delicately balanced on top of it and then a beautiful array of the tomatoes and the wild mushrooms surrounding it like a nest. It looks like a nest and an egg and a nest.
Chicken and the egg, whichever came first.
But I think the egg has to come first because it's on top. So how do I eat this? Should I just dig into
it? Right through the middle of the egg. The yolk should pour out over, kind of making a sauce for everything. And then however you finish, that's how you finish it.
I'm cutting with my right hand and using the fork in my left. And rather than switch hands like most Americans do, I'm going to go right to the mouth with my left hand.
And it's delicious, yes?
That is delicious. Why would you ever bother for like a mass-produced breakfast sandwich with egg and sausage when you can have it like this way?
And again, you know, every single thing on this plate you can get from the farmer's market.
Mm.
So which means everything on the plate we're seeing within 20 miles to plate, harvested within the day of when you're eating it, and then it's just from fork to mouth and maybe 10 seconds, Monty?
10 seconds. I could eat this whole thing in like five flat. But the nice thing is, you know, I literally was there on Tuesday. Daniel was there on Tuesday with a bag, putting this stuff in the bag, 5-minute walk to the restaurant, and there you have it. The thing that's interesting about restaurant days, CISA Local Hero Restaurant Days, there's 45 restaurants participating.
That's right.
Bistro Le Gras in Northampton is just one of them. Chef Daniel, you have a special menu, price fixed menu for the event.
Since our entire menu is full of these ingredients, our local hero farmers, rather than just pick a dish or two, we're kind of devoting this whole event to them, and we're going to run a prefix menu, $25, 3 courses, and then you know, we're going to tell you about where each ingredient comes from, because I feel sometimes during the regular service, we don't get to do that enough.
Is the Pioneer Valley a good place for presenting French cuisine to people?
As good as France. Excellent ingredients. And I mean, that's what, you know, French food is all about.
And Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero people, you were saying that last year, over $1 million was spent on local produce in the local restaurants.
Right. If you take the local hero restaurants in the Valley, and this year it's grown because we have a few more restaurants and people are sourcing a little bit better and there's better connections between the farmers and the restaurants, we think we're going to be up to $1.5 million recirculating in the local economy from our restaurant owners, from us going to restaurants that are local hero restaurants and those owners buying from our local hero farmers.
I keep asking you questions because the plate is on my side of the studio. And if I keep asking you questions and you're talking, I can be eating this whole delicious egg. Mockingbird Farm What were we calling it? Egg in a nest?
Yeah, egg in a nest. Chicken and egg, yeah.
An egg on top of a chicken sausage.
So every question of the universe is contained in that plate.
Yeah. Local Hero Days, Tuesday and Wednesday, August 23rd and 24th. You can find all the restaurants on CESA's website, buylocalfood.org.